Good morning. Our question today is building a sukkah. If somebody doesn't have an area, a private area to build a sukkah, for example, on a private porch or a backyard or a front yard for that matter, the only place is on the street where people are walking or some other public area, is it permitted to build a sukkah or is it not permitted to build a sukkah? So the Halicha Shlomo brings in the name of Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, im ein lo makom bebeiso, if somebody doesn't have place, it doesn't mean literally in the house, it means in his private areas, for example, as we mentioned, on a porch or the backyard, so where he owns, if there's no space, or on a common area that he has permission to. For example, if you have a building with a bunch of apartments and there's a common courtyard and he's permitted to build it there, we're not talking about that. We're talking about a public area, the public street, for example, the public sidewalk. Rashai lahakim asukah birshu sarabim is permitted to build a sukkah in a public area. However, there are two conditions to this. Number one is imnasnu parnasei ha'ir v'rishusam, the parnasei ha'ir. The authorized officials of the city, somebody who has authority to grant permission for that, has given permission. That is number one. So there is permission to build in a public area. And number two, even if you have permission, achizahar shelo yafriya lihilu harabim, you have to build it in a way, in a location, and in a way that it will not block people going by, because that is indeed a public area. So let's get into a little bit of the detail on this, and we'll apply it to Yerushalayim. I remember when moving to Yerushalayim and seeing the sukkahs in public areas, and I know that's done oftentimes in the Geula area, Mea Sharm area. They don't have places, so they build it on the sidewalks and the like. But then you go to other neighborhoods, and people that don't have area, there are some people that will simply put it in the middle of the street. So Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach would say that in Yerushalayim, there was initially permission that was granted by the Turks when the Turks were in control of Yerushalayim. So they did actually grant permission. And thereafterward, this is the next stage, the English, when they were in control, they also gave permission. And then after the English, and nowadays also, the heads of the cities, the Roshei Ha'ir, they have also granted permission to build sukkahs in public areas. However, that fulfills condition number one. How about condition number two? We still have to fulfill that. Ach yesh lihizar b'yoser shelo la'afriya lihilu harabim. We have to be very careful that where that sukkah is built, it does not disturb where people are commonly walking. So tuck it against a building, put it in a place that it's not going to disturb people. If it's a narrow sidewalk, that would be problematic. If it's a wider sidewalk and there's more space for people to walk, be sure to tuck it in a way that it's not going to disturb people, but there would be more of a basis to say that's not problematic. So again, we have two conditions to permit it. Number one, permission was granted from a city official that has authority. And number two is, even if you have permission, you have to build it in such a way that it's not going to disturb people. Now, the Mechor Chaim says as follows: Yesh lechalek bein samuch lepesach hachanus or habayis. He distinguishes if you build it next to your store, right next to the store, adjacent, you have a storefront or something like that, or next to your house in a way that it doesn't disturb people, then simply building it in an absolute public thoroughfare, not adjacent to your own area, but you're just putting it in the middle of a sidewalk, that is going to disturb people. There are many people that would pass by there, and based on that, that would not fulfill the second requirement. So there we have it in a nutshell. Two requirements, both of them have to be fulfilled, and just a couple of additional points here. So when it comes to saying a bracha near what is called biyuv in Israel, the sewage, if there's a sewage pipe, and this can happen not only when you are building in a public area, but it could be that you have sewage pipes running on your own personal property as well. You're sitting on top of a manhole where your sukkah is. It could be personal property or in the public area. Is that going to be a problem, saying a bracha, saying divrei kedusha? If you have a shul outside, this would apply as well. If you have a manhole there and the sewage runs underneath, so the Halicha Shlomo on Hilchos Tefillah says that that is not a problem. A pipe would be covered, a sewage hole that is covered up. That would not be a problem. And just one other issue to mention when it comes to the sukkahs, and this again, this could apply whether the sukkah is in a public area or in a private area. We have an issue of sweeping. we are permitted to sweep inside. Originally, when the floors were not straight, they were not smooth, there was a concern of mashve gumos that somebody, when you were a shah, we're talking about Shabbos and Yontov, by the way, that when somebody would sweep up and it wasn't a smooth floor, so you would be basically smoothing out the floor, the holes in the floor, that would be a problem of bona. So that would be a malacha on Shabbos. But when we have inside, smooth floor is not a problem permitted. But how about outside? So if you don't have a smooth floor, then you still have a problem. You can't sweep it. But how about if you have a smooth floor outside, but that is somewhat unusual, but maybe we have a Maris Ayin problem. People are going to think that you are sweeping a floor that is not smooth. So the bottom line here is the Halicha Shlomo says that if the majority of houses do have smooth floors, which we definitely do have nowadays, marble floors, linoleum floors, and the like, it could very well be that when you have a sukkah adjacent to your house, and that sukkah is outside, and that sukkah as well has a smooth floor, we're just going to look at it as a continuation of the house, just like you're allowed to sweep in the house, and that floor outside is adjacent and smooth as well, it would be permitted to do so. However, if it is not adjacent, there may be a problem. There are a lot of details in the Salacha, and everyone should ask your local rabbi. Have a wonderful day.